Hello, welcome to our Unity 101 videos. I'm Abdullah, and in this video, I'm going to teach you how to install Unity as well as Visual Studio, and then get familiar with the user interface for both, so we can start scripting. So let's get started.
To install Unity on both Windows and Mac, you can head to Unity's website, store.unity.com/download. We can start the installation after it downloads. Can choose where we want to install it. And then we can run the Unity Hub. When you run the Unity Hub on the installation tab on the left, you can see that we have no Unity versions installed. So we can press on Add. We recommend installing the long-term support versions for more stability and, as the name says, long-term support from Unity. If you don't have Visual Studio installed, you have the option of installing Visual Studio as part of the installation process here. Then you can choose which platform you want to support, agree to the terms and conditions, and start installing. If you installed Visual Studio separately on Windows, make sure you install the Unity support from the Visual Studio installer. Visual Studio for Mac is already bundled with support for Unity, so you don't need to add support for Unity separately. To find the Visual Studio installer, just search for Visual Studio Installer on the Windows Start menu. It's always a good idea to update if there is any updates available. Click on Modify next to the installation you want to use. Check the box with Game Development with Unity. You can install while downloading, or you can just install by clicking Modify. After Unity installs, now we can start a new project. Let's go to Project tab here on the left, then click on the New button. Let's choose 3D, and let's call the project something like Cubes, and press Create. This will create a new 3D project for us to use. It might take some time to boot up Unity for the first time with your project. So this is what Unity looks like once the project is all loaded. The first thing we want to do is to check that we're using the right editor for scripts. You can go to Edit on top, go to Preferences, and choose Visual Studio from the menu here. So let's get familiar a little bit with the Unity interface. Right here, we can see a hierarchy of all the game objects within this game scene. And right over here, we can see a scene view where we can look around the 3D scene. And since we have a camera object within a scene, you can see what the camera sees in the game window here. If you click on an object in the hierarchy, you can see all of its components and elements in the inspector window. You can visually monitor the variables here, or you can edit them. More about that later. And down here, you can see the project files as it exists on your hard drive. So let's create the first C# script. Let's right-click on the asset folder, choose Create, and then C# script. Let's call it Rotating Cube. And now let's create just an empty cube within the scene. In the hierarchy, let's right-click 3D object and choose cube. This will create just a cube into our scene. If you look at the inspector, you can see all the variables and all the components that make up this cube. Over here, it's the transform. Let's bring this down a little bit. There you go. That's a good cube. There are so many ways to add a script to a game object. The first way is to just drag and drop it, and we'll put it inside of the cube. And if we click on the cube now in the inspector, we can see that the rotating cube component has been added to the cube. When you double click on a C# script from Unity, it will open up Visual Studio and it will inform Visual Studio that this is a Unity project. This will make sure all the tools for Unity are loaded. A good way to know that Visual Studio have recognized that this is a Unity project is to see if Attached to Unity is available over here on top. You will also see that there is a Unity Project Explorer, where you can look at all the Unity files available to you. This applies to both Visual Studio on Windows and Visual Studio on Mac.
So this concludes our first video, but let's rehash what we just learned. We just installed Unity and Visual Studio. We also created a cube and moved it around and really got familiar with the Unity interface. And then we created a script and we got Visual Studio ready to code. Join us in the next video where we dive deeper into coding with C# for Unity. See you there!